So why on earth would Julian Assange need to hide?
You think about the threats that we've heard against our people and against Julian at this time. It's just very natural and understandable that his location is kept secret.
That's WikiLeaks spokesman Kristen Harrison. But how secret is that secret location? Is it like secret like nobody knows, or is it secret like Dick Cheney's secret bunker where lots of people knew but it just wasn't common knowledge? Apparently, the police in Britain know where Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, is, but they haven't yet acted on the international arrest warrant that's been issued for him. That's according to the newspaper The Independent out of Britain. Joining us live from The Independent in the UK is crime correspondent Mark Hughes. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
So your paper says the British haven't acted on this warrant because there's a mistake in it?
As far as we're aware, the SOCA, which deals with the Serious Organised Crime Agency in the UK, deals with the international arrest warrants. There are two issues. It appears that SOCA would prefer a European arrest warrant, which is easier to deal with in Europe. And secondly, this seems, while the Swedes have sent a European arrest warrant, there does seem to be some kind of to-ing and fro-ing over that, that SOCA still want more information. It could be that there is a mistake in it.
SOCA being the Serious Organized Crime Agent. You're right.
Yeah.
And yes. I guess the question here is, what is the crime exactly, and how much do we know about that? How serious is this, and is there precedent for extraditing people who aren't international fugitives, who leak classified information, who have these same problems in their record?
Well, the allegations are said to be sexual allegations in Sweden. Mr. Assange claims that he had consensual sex with two women while visiting Sweden, I think back in August, and says he's done nothing wrong and will cooperate with the police.
Well, I mean, clearly one would assume that he can't travel or use his passport or anything like that without it becoming to the attention of authorities. But supposedly there's a distinction between an actual arrest warrant, which this is not, and a red notice, which this is. Interpol has put out a red notice for Mr. Assange. What exactly is that?
I believe that the red notice is a notice to all Interpol member states, of which I think there are 188, notifying the authorities in each of those countries that Mr. Assange is wanted for crimes in Sweden. The member countries do not have to act on that red notice. They are under no obligation to arrest him. It's merely a notice to tell member countries that this man is wanted.
But they generally do. I mean, for the most part, they treat red notices from Interpol with a great deal of respect.
Yeah, I would have thought so. If countries want to remain on good terms.
I wonder about that, Marcus. Now, is the way as you're describing this, it's a red notice. It's not an arrest warrant. It's a sexual allegation. It involves a consensual allegation. I mean, this really reminds me of the whole Scott Ritter business right before the invasion of Iraq, where suddenly this critic of the war is found to be, a pedophile. And maybe the allegations were true, but this looks really like an effort to discredit somebody who's caused some international problems on an issue that's really unrelated to what else is going on.
That is Julian Assange's argument. His lawyers say that these allegations, which were, I believe, dropped once and then taken up by a new prosecutor, they say that it's no coincidence that these allegations only seem to surface when Assange starts leaking this kind of highly embarrassing information.
And presumably the intent could be to just have him under wraps while countries look into whether or not they can charge him with something more serious. I mean, Australia has already said they're looking into whether or not they can charge him and revoke his passport, and the United States Justice Department is doing the same. Is there any suspicion that the British police aren't complying with this arrest warrant yet because they're suspicious of motives?
I don't think that would be the case. I mean, it's not for the British police to decide whether or not he's guilty, merely to act upon an arrest warrant which has been issued by another country. I think that once the Metropolitan Police, Scotland Yard, get the go-ahead, once they are told they are issued with an arrest warrant, I think they will act upon it. I don't think there's any suggestion that they would ignore it to protect Assange.
But then if you're Assange's lawyer, how quickly on something as thin as this do you get bounced back out on the street?
It depends whether or not he wants to appeal it. I mean, once this notice is served, it really is up to Assange whether or not he appeals it or whether he accepts the extradition and goes back to Sweden to fight it. I mean, the allegations are in Sweden, so presumably if he says he will cooperate, presumably he will have no problems going back to Sweden and answering questions.
Well, he's shown no sign of doing that so far. And in fact, when the charges were first levied before he was cleared and then charged again, he showed no signs of wanting to go to trial or even answer the charges back in Sweden. He's believed to be in Southeast England. Is this one of those secrets that the neighbors all know where he is in
where's
the hotel?
Where's the stakeout?
I have no idea. No British police force will be doing anything at the moment, so there will be no stakeout. The suggestion is Southeast England. I think he said himself that he's in a hotel, and he's obviously very busy with the WikiLeaks, and I think his site came under attack from hackers.
Although he's proven nothing, if not that there's no such thing as a real secret, right? I mean, there's going to be a whole bunch of people with iPhones going around taking pictures of him waiting for a cab.
Well, there is a certain irony in his champion of transparency not being able to be found.
Yeah, well, I think he will be found in short order. The question is whether he will end up back in Sweden to answer charges of sexual assault. That is Mark Hughes. He's a crime correspondent from the Independent newspaper in the UK. Thank you so much, Mark. The Independent is reporting that the police in Britain know where WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is and have simply not arrested him because of a technicality on the red notice from Interpol.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.